God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You see, when you really love, when you really are connected on that heart, that mind, and that soul level with a person, you anticipate their needs. See, when a woman has a man who genuinely loves her from that level, she never has to ask. He is always, do you need anything? Is there anything I can do for you? He'll even suggest, here, take this and go get yourself some new stuff. I'm not complaining. I just think you ought to, have on some other stuff because, you my baby. And I just think, you don't send them. When you have that depth of love, you don't send them to Walmart. You get on the train and go to St. John on Fifth Avenue. You don't buy them a Louis Vuitton bag from Columbia Avenue. You go to King of Prussia. Why? Because that level of connection automatically breeds the highest form of giving. Automatically. That's why God says, I love you with all my being. There ought to be a praise coming out of you that shakes the foundation of Satan's kingdom. There ought to be an earthquake in the devil's kingdom. And he says, what's that? And they'll say, the saints are praising God. He'll say, what happened? They went to church and heard Lambert. I told y'all to kill him back in June when you had a chance. You missed your chance. See, I'm convinced that we have not reached earthquake praise. You see, earthquake praise will get people healed without you praying for them. Because earthquake praise, it shakes the powers of darkness. Chains fall off. Are you hearing me? All right. Ooh. Watch this. God, you see. When it was time for Jesus to get up, God didn't go get him. He sent an earthquake. The earthquake knocked down the two men along with the brightness of the angels, knocked down the guards, and the stone was rolled away. Jesus did not roll his own stone away. You're trying too hard to be delivered. You cannot deliver yourself. You might be in bondage right now. All you need is an earthquake. And earthquakes are seismic anomalies that come from deep within. Lord, help me. And you got something deep within that's just pining to get out. It's called praise. I ain't talking about worship. Worship is different than praise. Praise is something that when it comes, it shakes your foundation. It not only shakes yours, but people around you. We need an earthquake. We need to be found. We need God to do something significant in us. And the only way to bring it to pass is not through deep doctrine, but it is through praise. Being lost means being out of place, but it also means being out of service. When you're lost, you're no longer in service to God. Now, the devil loves giving you the illusion that you need rest. I'm on sabbatical. I need a break. Did you ever notice you always need breaks from the work of the Lord, but never a break from your job? Never a break from your bad habits. Never a break from the thing that's clogging your arteries and destroying your heart. I've never run into anybody that said, no, I'm taking a break off ice cream. I'm taking a break off cakes and pies. I'm taking a break from those behaviors that bring about an ungodly conclusion. Why is it that we resign from the work of the Lord? Because I've been doing this a long time, and it's time now for me to resign. No, I do believe that there are seasons when you give up a certain thing, but you do it to move to something else. You take the experiences that you've learned in the previous position and you use it to make yourself better for the next one. You don't give up out of place and out of service. Which one are you today? The end cannot come unless there's a falling away, out of place or out of service. Jesus says the good shepherd will go hunt you down when you're out of place. The woman will hunt down that coin when you're out of place. What is interesting in this particular discourse is that the sheep and the coin need to be found. He is addressing the shepherds and the people who deal with the sheep. He is addressing the common man who understood the coins around the forehead. But in this next conversation, he addresses the Pharisees. I will give you just the introduction. At the end, Lord willing, next week. He starts out again with the anonymous protagonist. A central figure in the story, Jesus says, a certain man. He has two sons. Then Jesus introduces the antagonist, the one who provokes the tete-a-tete. The younger son said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth. They understood what this meant in Jesus' day. The father, by law, had to take the inheritance and put it aside for his children. The law said that it could only be dispersed equally when the father died. Although it was within the father's purview to give the equal share to a son prior to dying, provided certain conditions were met. But what this young man does, he knows he does not meet the conditions. There is no financial need that requires an influx of money. What he's saying to his father is that you're dead to me. I want my money. I'm entitled. You've cared for me. You've taken care of me. You've been a role model. But now I'm old enough. I want my money. He's literally telling his father, I don't need you anymore. It is the deepest insult that a father could give to his, a son could give to his father. Wanting his blessing without his hand. He no longer wants to hold his hand. He wants to take stuff out of it. Jesus is addressing this to the Pharisees. He is saying to the Pharisees, you are building yourself up with your great positions and your long robes with the 4-inch borders. You love to stand on corners and pray out loud so people will think that you're super holy, but inwardly you are full of dead men's bones. You have taken the blessings of your office and turned it into a religious spectacle. And God is revulsed by you. You have no no ecclesiastical stand in the kingdom of God. You're a legalist. You exist only to put people down and correct their behavior. But you stink inside. You wanted what was in God's hand, not his hand, but what was in it. But because this was illustrative of God, how many of us sitting in here this afternoon can honestly say that everything we have, everything, is by divine will of God and not by our will? How much stuff did you go after on your own? How about that woman that you married and God tried to tell you not to? Now you're divorced and you're upset because they didn't fit into your life. God said, if you had asked me, I would have told you not to marry. How about that man that you married, that you went after, who never even wanted a job, didn't even know how to spell it? When you showed him the book of Job in the Bible, he crossed it out because it looked like job. And you married him anyway. Married him anyway. Didn't even want to read the book. How many of us can say that we've never been like this son? How many of us can say that everything that we've amassed has been with the blessing of God and not the tolerance of God, because God wanted to teach us a lesson? Simply put, we're out of place and out of service because we chase what we shouldn't chase. That's why we're miserable. It's not the devil. You know, the devil's job for the Christian is just to provide it. But he can't make you go after it. Why is it that we don't enjoy him alone? Wait on the Lord. He will strengthen your heart. Don't get ahead of yourself. Give me what's mine so I can go. No. Wait on the Lord. Wait. Bow your heads. Take a moment of introspection. Ask God to touch your heart, to touch your mind. Ask him.
If you believe, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.